Morning and welcome to our book reviewer. And today we welcome Melissa Oliver from Unity Books in Wellington. Hi, Melissa. Nice to have you in the studio with us. Really good, actually, is Monica Heisey. I don't know whether it's fair to background her a little in advance, you choose, or maybe we talk about it afterwards. The book, as we said, really good, actually. Is it her first novel?
Yeah, it's her first novel. She had an essay collection beforehand, but this is her debut fiction. Yeah, so Monica Heisey, she's kind of been published in every place you can imagine, like The New Yorker, The Guardian, New York Magazine. But most notably, I think, for this book is that she's also one of the writers of Schitt's Creek. You can really feel it when you read the book. I think the term darkly funny gets thrown around with this book, which it lives up to. So the kind of the plot is that Maggie, the main character, is a surprisingly young divorcee. She's been with her partner since she was 19, and after almost 2 years of marriage, they get divorced. And that is where the book starts. Her partner has packed up and left with the cat that they adopted together. And so at the beginning of this book, she's just trying to convince everyone that she's actually doing really fine. She's really good, actually. So she sets out on this journey, this kind of like odyssey of spending her time, like she's either wallowing or that she's out dating or she's just swiping through the dating apps with friends. She's trying new hobbies. She does spin classes, yoga,
frenetic, pottery. Yeah. She's taking the frenetic, I'm going to go a million miles response to a broken heart.
She's just trying to do everything, but she's also posting frequently on social media, convincing everyone that, you know, she's doing fine. And she also spends a lot of time shopping and then realizing that she's a broke grad student, she can't afford it, and returning it as well. So the social media is a huge part of this book as well, because in between every long chapter, it's broken up by a slightly shorter chapter that is either something like a list of her Google searches from a day, or comments she saw on Twitter, or a fantasy she had about seeing her ex-husband for the first time with her new lover, who's Harry Styles, you know.
So it's an online interspersed in the chapters. Yeah. Is her online life.
Her online life. And then kind of slowly, as the book progresses, moves out of her online life into things that are actually happening in her real life and her her physical life. I think we all know people who've either like posted like that, and it's like a really interesting and real representation of social media, I think, especially when you're going through such a bad time and the way that we kind of use social media now. So her friends are kind of watching this, and they're off to the side, like trying to be supportive, but also being like, maybe you should stop. Maybe you should take a break. You don't have to be out there dating or trying to do everything or trying to go to every class. We can just chill. It's okay to be sad. But I love her friends. I think her friends are really the like stellar relationships in this book. They're like trying to help her and be kind, and also like know that she needs to run the course of doing all this kind of like craziness. But they also know when they need to take a step back for themselves, which I don't think you see often in books, but does happen in real life when people kind of,
I can't handle any more of you right now. Is she a likable character?
I think she is. I can see how people wouldn't. She can be a lot, and her friends do call her a bit much a lot. Her family also call her out, particularly her father. Her parents were divorced when she was young, so at one point she spends a lot of time with her dad, and she's starting to have these realisations she kind of gets into therapy, and her dad's like, well, that would have been nice if you realised it when you were a teenager, but I'm glad you're realising it now at 29.
That's really annoying.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed on her behalf.
Yeah. But I do think she's very likeable, and I think everyone's been in that kind of like breakup, especially like I found myself quite relating to her ex, even though he's hardly in the book because he leaves and they cut off all contact pretty much. She's sending him emails, calling him. She finds out that the delivery app that she's been using at the start of their breakup gives him a call every time just before her food's supposed to be delivered.
And secretly enjoys that.
And doesn't realise that his number is still attached to the account, because obviously they would have used it together. And she's been eating a lot of what she calls sad night burgers.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Now I'm with you.
Yeah. So she sends, one of the chapters is a series of the emails she sends him, and she's like trying to like talk him and herself out of the reasoning why she's eating so many sad night burgers.
Does she evolve? Does over the course of the book? Does she come out of where she's at or not? Or do we just kind of laugh and cry with her?
She does evolve. There's an event that I won't say because it's a spoiler, but it kind of triggers something inside her that thinks, maybe I shouldn't be dismissing therapy and maybe I should kind of start talking to someone who's outside my social circle, outside my family group, someone who has an outside appearance. And I love her therapist, Helen. She's wonderful and she's the most real representation of a therapist that I've kind of seen in literature. She's very like, kind of lets Maggie talk herself into and come to these realizations herself. The book has a lot of kind of focus on like depression and anxiety because that's kind of what Maggie's experiencing after the divorce, but also like body dysmorphia as well, which Maggie comes to realize that maybe this is something she's actually been dealing with longer than the breakup.
So on balance, recommending?
Definitely. It's so funny, if anything else, and also anyone can relate to it, whether you've been the friend of the person going through the massive breakup or the person in the breakup or the person who's had to listen to all the messages and the calls that are coming in while you're trying to move on as well.
Thank you. That is really good, actually. It is by Monica Heisey. It is published by HarperCollins. It costs $24. Melissa Oliver from Unity Books Wellington has reviewed it for us.